Hey there! In this episode, we are going to learn how to take a pause and work on some breath work. I ask you, how can you find your happy place? Right? A lot of times when you think about trying to find a happy place, most of the time you run across the not so happy place. Let's unpack that for a moment. And while we're at it, we're going to learn how to take a pause and really figure out how can we turn that unhappy place into a happy place. So grab your smoothie or cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Okay, so finding your happy place sounds so crazy, right? Like, how can you really find your happy place, right? When there's so many different things going on in the world. Let me tell you, if we can't learn how to cultivate some ounce of calm, some ounce of peace, some ounce of joy in the midst of the storm, we're done for. Our life is just gonna be blah, you know? We don't have to take in every negative thing that's going on around us. As empaths, you can feel the energy. A lot of times, you're learning how to maneuver through the energy, but you don't have to continue to hold that space. It's a difference in seeing it's there, knowing it's there, but when you have to walk away, Even if it's a family member, friends, what have you, you may have to walk away. You don't have to hold everything. I was reminded of that when I was on a call. It was an alumni call for one of my certifications. And there was a lady that was actually talking about just that. And she was putting some boundaries in place because you may have to set some boundaries and put those in place in order to have some freedom in your mind, in your heart. Okay? So our founder was like, you don't have to take it in. You notice it, you are aware of it, but you can choose. You have a choice. And a lot of times we live on such autopilot that we think we don't have a choice in the matter. But we can choose. By setting boundaries, we can choose what we allow in our space. Sometimes you can get so good, you know, when some people say they're used to tuning people out. Sometimes you may have to tune people out and go to that quiet spot, that happy place. That's a happy place. When you choose, you may be, you know, trying to be polite and you choose to zone out for a moment, you may have to do that to keep your sanity, to add a layer of boundary. So when we are trying to find a happy place, it's not that we just go into another dimension. Maybe some people do. Talking to the everyday business owner that just need a break. We can get to all the other stuff later. But in the midst of the chaos and building your business and creating content and meeting with clients and trying not to absorb everything that's being dumped on you, especially if you do shadow work, at the end, you need to take some time to unwind and release some of that. So when you need to take a moment, you can incorporate a breathing exercise. And that's what we're going to do today. So our meditative state is going to be some breath work. Anything where you're learning how to be more present, more aware, it's a part of being mindful. You're incorporating all of this to be a meditative lifestyle. It's not just sitting fine in a quiet space, which it does help if you can get quiet. But in those moments when you can just take a breath, that's that meditative state that you need at that moment, right? Just to notice what's going on. So this is something that I learned through my training in mindfulness-based stress response practices. I am not a certified instructor, but I am receiving training in these practices. So I want you just to take this moment, and you are creating a space to reconnect with your natural resilience and wisdom. You're tuning in to what is happening right now without any expectation of any particular result. So our focus, we're going to stop for the moment. Bring yourself into the present moment by asking yourself right now, what is my experience right now? Right now, you're just stopping whatever you're doing. If you are driving, wait until you get somewhere where you can be stationary for just a moment. If you're in a place where you can just stop, I want you to ask yourself, what is my experience right now? What are you saying to yourself? What images are coming to mind? Is it something enjoyable? It can be something that's sad, or you may be upset. Whatever you're feeling, allow yourself to feel it right now. Let's not put a judgment on good or bad. I just want you to notice what you're feeling and the thoughts that you have right now. Notice the sensations in your body. Are you a little loose or tight? Are you holding on to something? Even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's so much noise in the background, I want you to acknowledge everything. Now we're going to take a breath, directing your full attention to your breathing. You're in, you're out. Just take notice of your breathing, tuning in to your state of awareness and stillness. As you are doing that, we're going to make it bigger. We're going to expand your awareness to really sense your body in its entirety, taking notice of what you see, what you hear, the sounds. That's what you hear, the smell, touch, all the things. And just expand just for the next few moments, incorporating your breathing with all of your senses. Now, I want you to now allow your attention to move into the space around you, taking notice and sensing things as they are right now. You're being more curious, more open, and responding naturally with kindness. I want you to repeat after me. Just stay right there for the moment. I create my happy place. I create my happy place. I create my happy place. At this moment, your experience was considered unpleasant or pleasant. Adding a bit of gratitude at the end. Taking notice that even if it wasn't a pleasant moment, I am better today than I was before I started. As you can remember that moment, that's your happy place. I will include this information in the show notes where you can just take that time and take those little minutes of breath, just a little breath work. You can make it as short as 1 minute. You don't have to draw it out, but just keep in mind you're stopping and you're just noticing. And remember to breathe. Until next time, learn to love and learn to serve. I'll have everything for you in the show notes. Bye for now.